From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Sacrificial Lamb, in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the great story garden of Mythforge, an archetype called Gift knelt in the dark soil and buried the very last apple from the orchard. Not ate it, not saved it on a high shelf, buried it, the roundest, reddest, best apple of the whole year, pressed down into the cold ground where nobody could enjoy it. A student watched, horrified. That was the good one. It was, Gift agreed, patting the soil smooth. Gift was tall and calm, wrapped in a soft woven cloak the color of turned earth, and always spoke like someone who had thought about things for a very long time. So why waste it? Waste? Gift almost smiled. Come back in spring. The student came back in spring. Where the apple had gone into the dark, a thin green shoot had pushed up into the light. A whole new tree, just beginning. In a few years, it would carry 100 apples, 100 more than one. The student stood very still. The apple didn't get eaten. It got given. There it is, Gift said quietly. The best apple didn't disappear. It let go of being one apple so it could become an orchard. That giving up wasn't the end of it. Gift rose, brushing soil from the cloak. It was the beginning of everything after. The student looked at the little tree for a long time, and something in them settled, the way a held breath finally goes out.
Gift had learned about letting go from a candle back at the very start. There had been one candle in a long, dark hall and 100 cold, unlit candles beside it. Gift, small then, had held the single flame close and hoarded it. If I light the others, small Gift had thought, mine might go out. I'll lose it. So Gift had kept the little fire hidden, guarding it, and the hall had stayed dark and cold. An old keeper of the garden had found small Gift there, curled around the guttering flame. You look so tired, the keeper had said gently. Guarding something feels heavy, doesn't it? Like your whole body is clenched around it. Small Gift had nodded, arms tight. Try something, just once. The keeper had lifted a cold candle and touched its wick to the flame. Light leapt across, and Small Gift's own flame did not shrink at all. It kept burning, exactly as bright, while the second candle bloomed to life, then a third, then 10. Soon the whole hall glowed warm and gold, and Small Gift's little flame was still there, undimmed, one light among 100 it had made. See, said the keeper, you gave and gave and lost nothing. Some things only grow by being handed on. Holding tight would have kept the hall dark forever. Small Gift had felt the clench in the chest loosen, and a warmth spread out that had nothing to do with the candles. Giving isn't losing, thought Gift, for the first time. Sometimes it's the only way the light gets bigger.
Gift walked to Mythforge Grown, because a place that gathered up all the old stories ought to have someone who understood the tender ones, the stories about letting go, so that something else could begin. The keeper of Mythforge, an archetype called Loom, who wove all the tales together, met Gift at the Story Garden gate. Loom did not ask Gift to prove anything. Loom asked one question. What is the kindest, hardest thing a story can teach? Gift didn't answer with words. Gift walked to a bare winter bed in the garden, knelt, and cupped a single seed in both hands. Then, gently, Gift set it down into the dark soil and covered it, and simply waited, hands open, kneeling in the cold. It's gone into the dark, Loom observed. It let itself be planted, Gift said softly. It gave up being a seed you could hold so it could become a thing that feeds a whole garden. The giving up isn't the sad part of the story. It's the turning, the place where winter agrees to become spring. Loom looked at the small covered patch of soil for a long, quiet moment. You belong here, Loom said.
Gif's corner of the story garden was full of endings that turn into beginnings. A girl came one gray afternoon, sitting heavily on the low stone wall. Her favorite summer had ended. Her old school had closed. Everything, she said, kept finishing, and she was tired of it. Why does anything good have to be over? Gift knew that heaviness. It was the same as the clenched arms around the little flame. Watch the garden for a moment, Gift said, and sat beside her. Around them, the trees were dropping their leaves, a slow gold rain onto the beds below. The trees are giving up their leaves, Gift said. It looks like loss. It even feels like loss. But those leaves are settling down over the roots to keep them warm all winter and turning slowly into the food that feeds next year's growing. Gift caught one leaf as it drifted past and turned it over. The tree isn't throwing anything away. It's handing summer forward to spring. Letting go is how it takes care of what comes next. The girl watched a leaf spiral down. So the ending isn't the tree failing. No, Gift said. The ending is the tree being generous. Every story that lasts has one of these turns in it, a moment where something steps back, or steps down, or lets go, so a new thing can have room to begin. The candle that lights another, the apple that becomes an orchard, the old year that makes way for the new. Gift smiled. It's the most caring thing a thing can do, and it never means the caring stops. The warmth just moves on ahead of you. The girl was quiet. Then she picked up a leaf of her own and held it, not tightly, just resting in her palm. It's kind of brave, she said, to let a good thing become a next thing. The bravest, Gift agreed.
Later, when the garden was empty and the light had gone soft and low, the girl came back with one more question. When you let something go, she said, and it's really gone, how do you know it didn't just vanish? How do you know it turned into something and didn't only disappear? Gift thought about the candle and the loosening in the chest and the hall filling slowly with light. You feel it, Gift said. That's the honest answer. When you give something up for someone, a turn, a good spot, the last of a thing you loved, there's a small ache first, right where you're holding on. But if you can stay open a moment longer, the ache turns into something wider and warmer, like the hall going from cold to gold. Gift looked out at the dark beds, where next year was already sleeping under the leaves. The warmth doesn't stay in you and get used up. It moves outward, into the seed, the flame, the next person, the next year. That's not disappearing. That's the most alive thing a warmth can do. The girl nodded slowly, and Gift watched the tiredness lift from her small shoulders, replaced by that quiet, spreading warmth of having let a good thing go, and feeling in the chest exactly where it landed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sacrificial Lamb. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.